kickoff to begin this second half as they lead it already against Marshall 42-0 in this home opener for the Chillicothe Hornets. I'm sure if this continues on, we will have a continuous clock as we begin, but we'll also probably be seeing a lot of new faces here in the second half, at least for the Hornets, that is.
I've got to zoom in to see, okay, 38 is their kicker. That's his first appearance in the game.
He's not a big guy either.
No, I wonder if he's maybe a soccer player. Well, soccer-style kickers.
Keeley is back at the 10-yard line. He's joined by Brett Schaefer. Here's the kickoff. It's a nice one. Keeley's going to take it, drop it, back at the 10. Here comes Marshall. Keeley picks it up, eludes two defenders, and is brought down at the 11-yard line. Keeley just got anxious there, as he usually does when he gets the ball, and he took off without the full possession of the ball at hand. Chase Kateman was in on the tackle once again for the Marshall Owls.
Yeah, and like you say, he did the right thing. He recovered the football, which was key, but we'll see how Chillicothe responds and if Marshall has a little extra kick in their step this time.
All right, here we go. Jack Willard will remain in at quarterback.
You know, it's nice having two really top-notch quarterbacks for this year.
Ty Figg will be wide to the right. Here's Willard, hands off to Keeley. Keeley's at the 20, 25, he's down the middle. He has redeemed himself. He's at the Marshall 30, the 20, the 10, touchdown, Josh Keeley.
89 yards. Keeley, Josh Keeley, when I saw him in the offseason, I thought, this young man has put in the necessary work in the offseason. He is literally a walking muscle. He's up to about 190 and has pretty good speed.
What a run by the junior, Josh Keeley.
And what a great vote of confidence by the coaches. They knew that he had it in him, and let's get the ball back in his hands and build his confidence back up.
Willard in to attempt the point after. Here's the kick. It's up. And guess what? It's good. So with 10:57 still remaining third quarter, it's now Chillicothe 49 and Marshall 0. Let's take a 30. You're listening to Hornets football on KCHI. First play from scrimmage for the Hornet offense to start this third quarter, and Josh Keeley goes 89 yards for a touchdown run to push the lead for the Hornets over the Marshall Owls, 49-0. The longest touchdown run in Hornets history is shared by three individuals, Paul Paramore, Hugh Carlin, and Ardell Johnson. All ran 95 yards for a touchdown from scrimmage.
And Ardell's was the closest one, and that was 69.
Against Lafayette. Bryce Young is actually in the top six. And here's the kickoff by Willard that goes into the end zone once again against this Marshall Owl team. I want to say a big Hornet hello to Mr. Enrico Stevens, the music director at the First Baptist Church, who does an awesome job out there. I saw him here just a little while ago, Randy, and I asked him. He's from Indonesia.
Oh, cool.
I said, is this your first football game you've ever been to? And he said, yes, first ever live game he's ever been to at any level.
I bet he's loving it.
Well, he actually left. He was up 42-0, and he said, I think I might go home and watch a movie. And I said, well, at least you can do is listen to us on KCHI. And he said, well, since you're such a nice guy, Mark, I'll do that. Shotgun formation for Haug. First and 10 for the Marshall Owls. It's fumbled in the backfield, but picked up by Kateman, the tailback, and he's into the secondary. He's all the way up to the Marshall 40. He's at midfield. He's now at the Hornet 35, the 30, the 20, the 10, 5. Diving in for the touchdown is Chase Kateman of Marshall. The ultimate broken play there results in a touchdown of 80 yards by Chase Kateman.
That's just crazy. Two back-to-back 80 and 89-yard touchdown runs by one by each team. And like you said, because I don't think the quarterback ever actually got his hands on it. It was a squibbing back along the turf, and he just picked it up and showed that good speed that we haven't seen yet because their line has been struggling.
The extra point is still yet to come as Marshall's waiting for another lineman to come into the ball game. Kicker looking to kick into the south uprights. Here's the kick. It's high enough. It's good enough. So with 10:41 remaining third quarter, the pinball machine is going nuts here, but Chillicothe still has a commanding lead of 49-7 over the Marshall Owls. Let's take a 30. You're listening to Hornets Football on KCHI. All right, welcome back, Hornet fans. Marshall is finally on the board by a Chase Kateman 80-yard touchdown run. It was more or less a broken play from scrimmage, but he went untouched down the west sidelines for the score. And Marshall is now kicking it back to the Hornets. Marshall with this third quarter is defending the north goal. Chillicothe defending the south goal. Here's the kickoff, a short one that's taken by Keeley at the 10. He's at the 15, now the 20. Bounces off a defender and then crosses the 25 down to the 26. Tackle made by Jaron Jasper. Jaron Jasper on the tackle.
I was going to mention there after that Keeley touchdown that, man, any pep talk they gave Marshall at halftime just failed, but I was wrong. I think Marshall's got the pep talk back in their ears now. Ball on the, 27-yard line.
Willard remains in at quarterback. In the backfield will be Josh Keeley. He'll be joined by Munson. Here's Keeley. Stiff arms a defender at the line of scrimmage. And the speed coming through that backfield gets Keeley all the way up to about the 29-yard line of, or 34-yard line of Marshall. Chase Kateman on the tackle for Marshall.
I think of the all the improvements I've seen out of Keeley from last year, I think those first two steps are a lot more explosive now, and he's learned to, you know, run forward, not sideways.
Into the ball game now is number four for the Hornets, Connor Sewell. He is in the backfield with number 39, Cade Kaley.
Kaley, a sophomore, had a good freshman year last year. I think they're both sophomores, aren't they? Or no, Sewell's a junior. Check that.
They're split in the backfield. Kaley gets the call, goes up the middle, gets the first down and more as he crosses the Hornet 40 up to the 43-yard line of Chillicothe. John Haug on the tackle.
That's called living up to your last name. We've had some great Kayleys wear the red and black, and I think there's another one wearing it as a sophomore right there.
Willard back towards the huddle with the next play. The Hornets have it first and 10 at their own 43-yard line. They break huddle, balance line in front for Willard, three backs in the backfield.
Oh, yeah, stop that now.
Yep, two running backs were in motion at the same time.
They should have stopped it before the snap.
They threw the flag before the snap, yeah, but they never blew the whistle, and that's a good way to get somebody hurt.
Yeah, because half of them saw what was happening and slowed down. And
yeah, Kyle Weber was in on the pursuit of Willard, who took the carry, but it is a 5-yard penalty against the Hornet offense, pushing the ball back to the 37-yard line of Chillicothe. Right now, we've got 8 minutes, 10 seconds remaining, third quarter. Chillicothe leads 49-7 over the visiting Marshall Owls out of the North Central Missouri Conference. Strong line to the left, handoff goes to Kaley. Kaley breaks it. He's at the 45. He's crossed midfield down to the 45 of Marshall, the 40, and he's finally brought down at about the 38-yard line of Marshall. Another first down. Duffin Makings was in on the tackle for Marshall.
About a 25-yard gain for the sophomore. Two carries, 34 yards. That's a good start. Expect to see many more efforts like that out of him over the next 3 years.
All right, here's Willard under center, balance line to the right. It's Connor Sewell wide to the right. Handoff goes to Kaley. Kaylee hit hard after some positive yardage at the 34-yard line of Marshall. Aaron Chastain was in on the tackle from his defensive line position.
Not a bad gain on first down. You can pick up 4 or 5 yards. Well, you know, I'll take that.
6:50 remains third quarter. Chilligothe leads this Marshall team 49-7 on the scoreboard.